ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So this morning we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, chapter 12. Mohini Murti bewildered Lord Shiva, text number 35, 36 and 37. So on the board, written 37, so I'll just repeat. Tam अविक्लवम् अविक्लवम् अविरम् अलक्ष्य मधुसूदन उवाच परम प्रीतो बिभ्रात् स्वं पुरुषं पौरुषिं तनुं तं विक्लवं अविरणं आलक्ष्य मधुसूदनः उवाच परम् प्रीतो बिभ्रस्वां पौरिषिं तनुं तं विक्लवम् अवृणम् आलक्ष्य मधुसूदनः उवाच परम् प्रीतो बिभ्रस्वां पौरिषिं नतनु तं विक्लवम् आवृणम् आलक्ष्य मधुसूदनः उवाच परं प्रीतो बिभ्रस्वां पौरिषिं तनु संदीपनी
You
read good, just read. Mataji? Him, Lord Shiva, abhiklavam, without being agitated by the incident that had taken place, abhidam, without being ashamed, alakshya, seeing, madhusudanaha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Madhusudan, the killer of demon Madhu, Uvacha said, Paramprita, being very pleased, Bibrat, assuming, Swam, his own, Paurushim, original, Tanum, form. Translation and purport by Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Sivarupa. Srila Prabhupada ki. Seeing Lord Shiva unagitated and unashamed, Lord Vishnu Madhusudana was very pleased. Thus, he resumed his original form and spoke as follows. Purport. Although Lord Shiva was aghast at the potency of Lord Vishnu, he did not feel ashamed. Rather, he was proud to be defeated by Lord Vishnu. Nothing is hidden from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for He is in everyone's heart. Indeed, the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Sarvasya chaham hridisannavishto matta smriti jnana pohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Whatever happened had taken place under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, there are no cause to be sorry or ashamed. Although Lord Shiva is never defeated by anyone, when defeated by Lord Vishnu, he felt proud that he had such an exalted and powerful master. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurjani Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Vidadhar Sivasadi Guru. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So this pastime is very sweet, and it has different lesson for all of us to learn. We heard in previous chapter how Lord appeared as Mohini Murti. To do a particular kind of leela. And that leela was to bewilder the demons, not the demigod. None of the demigod were bewildered by seeing Mohini Murti. The one who were bewildered totally were the demon. And then we heard what happened.
So much so that the fight took place first time. First world war. Right? Vishwajud. Deva Sursagram. And almost all the demons were defeated. Bali Maharaj was killed. Many demons, they have lost their head, leg, hand, etc. Brahmaji, when he saw that, hey, what will happen to opposition party? There is no opposition party anywhere. There is no test. In election, if there is no opposition party in parliament, there is no test. Have to have some opposition party. So if there were no demon, what will happen? Then Brahma instructed Narada, please go and tell the demigod to stop this fight. So Narada Muni came and he instructed the demigod that your purpose is being fulfilled. The purpose of churning the ocean was to get the nectar. You already got nectar. So why you are unnecessarily killing the demon? Leave them alone. Demigod followed the instruction of Narada Muni and stopped the fight. Narada Muni understood the intention of his father that he wanted some demon also. So he went to the demon, or rather the demon, they came at the lotus feet of Narada Muni. Because when they saw that Narada Muni is so kind and he came to rescue us. So Narada Muni told them, please go to Sukracharya. And he will bring you all in line. So they took Bali Maharaj's body and others, they went to Sukracharya. Sukracharya has Sanjivani Vidya. And with Sanjivani Vidya, he brought the demons in life. But Narada Muni wanted to enhance this particular leela. Krishna is perfect in all circumstances, in every way. Everything he does is nothing but transcendental. It appears that this Mohini incarnation, Lord appeared, he did a particular type of thing and he went away. But Narada wanted to enhance this pastime more and more. It was not enough. It was so sweet that he wanted to know more about this thing. What to do? Now Lord came for a particular thing. Now that is gone. Finished. So how can we hear some more about the Lord and his pastime? This beautiful woman pastime. First time he had taken this form. Many other forms he had taken. So he went to Kailas. And Lord Shiva was there with Uma and all his companion. So Narada Muni saw Lord Shiva offering his senses to Lord Shiva. Narada Muni was very happy. Jai Sri Sri Gaunitai ki jai Radha Sri Hari ki Asti Ramachandra. He was very happy because he was thinking how to increase this past time of Mohini Murti. And just by understanding the Lord's power, he was so happy. Many a time, something good thing happened, then automatically it appears on our face, right? If Haradas distributed 1,000 books today, And by evening you see his face is, oh, right? Become very happy, no? You may not sow, but yet appears. So, Lord Shiva understood something extraordinary there. So he asked to Narad, my dear Naradji, please tell, share with me, what is something you are hiding, that you are so happy and you are not sharing with me. Then Narad Muni started narrating about the beautiful form of Mohini Murti. And Narad Muni is first class devotee. He is a go-getter. If he wants something, he gets it. And we are in same parampara. So Narad Muni wanted to bring Mohini Murti again. So he did his job of go-getter. ऐसे चढ़ाए भगवान शिव को, ऐसे चढ़ाए, चने के झाड़ पर चढ़ा दिए भगवान शिव को. He kept praising Mohini Murti. Narad Muni and Lord Shiva was also becoming happy. But towards the end, Narad Muni said, if you have seen all the different form of the Lord, but if you see this one, is something extraordinary. Extraordinary. So Lord Shiva got up to go to Vaikuntha. So Mother Uma was there. She said, can I accompany you? Why not? So she accompanied. All his assistants, they accompanied. Everyone went to Vaikuntha by the mercy of Lord Shiva. And when they went to Vaikuntha, Narad Muni did his job, Hare Krishna. He was very happy. When he saw Lord Shiva, he was so excited to see the beautiful form of Lord in Mohini Murti. So, he went and then this chapter start, that how going there he started praising the Lord. There is so many wonderful quality of the Lord. Our Lord understood the intention of Lord Shiva coming. The word has been used, Bihwala. I don't know which verse is that. I gave the class last time. The word was there, Bihwala. So excited. Kautuhala. Yes. Lord Shiva was so excited. Not Bihwala, Kautuhala. To see that form. And that Kautuhal, that eagerness, great eagerness, was created by Narad Muni in Lord Shiva. So understanding the eagerness of Lord Shiva, Lord agreed to show him this beautiful form. He wanted to bewilder Lord Shiva. First time. Lord Shiva is always with external energy of the Lord. Maya Devi. And Durga Devi. He is always with Durga Devi, but he is not agitated. Kamdev once came to agitate Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva thought that Kamdev is disturbing me in my devotional service. So he burned into ashes. Once, his beloved wife tried to agitate him. But after all, see his wife, how can he burn her? So he fulfilled her desire, and result of that, Kartikeya was burned. So this is association with external energy of the Lord. And Mohini Murti is not external energy, it's the internal energy of the Lord. So Lord, I agree to show that beautiful form of Mohini Murti. But same time, he warned Lord Shiva. See, Lord wanted to perform a pastime. Lord Shiva understood the motive of the Lord. And devotees of the Lord are ready to do anything for the pleasure of the Lord. Narayana parasarave na kutastasna vidyate sarga apavarga narkesu. They are ready to go anywhere. Arjun was ready to be bewildered. Right? Because Bhagavad Gita was going to come. Here, Lord Shiva is ready to be bewildered. No problem. But he wants to see. Lord warned him, he'll be bewildered. Be careful. He said, Kautu halaya dityanam joshi dvesho mayadhritaha pasyata surkaryani gate piyusabhajane. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, when the demons took away the jug of nectar, I assumed the form of a beautiful woman to bewilder them by directly cheating them and thus to act in the interest of demigod. O best of demigod, I shall now show you my form that is very much appreciated by those who are lusty. Since you want to see that form, I shall reveal in your presence. So here you want that only lusty people would like to see that form. So Lord Shiva said, don't worry, I will also become lusty. To see that form. He wanted to see that form. Now how to see the Lord, that we should see from this whole section. When Lord appeared, who are there with Lord Shiva? His own beloved wife. All his followers who are saluting him all the time, ready to serve him. His acharya, his mahajana, a great devotee, worshipped and respected by saintly people. So character is very, very important. If we want others to follow us, then we have to have good character. Even we don't want anybody to follow, simply if we have good character, people will automatically follow us. People will follow us. Lord Shiva is ready to ruin his character. He is ready to become lusty man in order to enhance this pastime of the Lord. He is ready to be defeated by this strong master. All his followers, they are there. They are watching. He didn't care for his follower. He didn't care for his wife. What she will think? Maybe she will take divorce from me tomorrow. He did not think all those things. And he became like a lusty man. He started running. And while he was running, he was not seeing anything else but that beautiful form of the Lord. And that's what we should do. When we come to have darshan of the Lord, we should only simply see the Lord. We should not see anything else. So many people, they come to temple for darshan. They are more interested to take selfie with the Lord than seeing the Lord. There are more interested, their photo to be taken here. Okay, I went to Hare Krishna temple. Like that. But here we learn a lesson. from this past time that Lord Shiva vyavasayitmika buddhi eke ha kurunandana. Although he was running like a lusty man, but he has eke ha kurunandana, one-minded, ekranista, ekantik. And Krishna says, ananyaschintayanto mam e janapripaste tesam nit abhijuktanam yogachema mahamiham. Lord Shiva knew that he is my Lord. And he was running after to catch the Lord. What a great fortune Lord Shiva had. Dhai tava pathe pathe. We also have to run after the Lord. Very difficult to catch Krishna. But once if he caught, then he never leaves. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness is to catch Krishna. This chanting that we are doing every day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. We have practical experience. This holy name is none different from the Lord. Abhinnatva nama naminaha. It's none different. But how many times the Lord goes away from our mind? When we chant, how many times so many other thought comes, but not the holy name? Even the beats are moving. Tongue is going up and down, but mind is thinking something else. That means Lord is going away. So we have to catch the Lord. We have to be always attentive while chanting the holy name. No other things should come. And that is the way to catch the Lord. One-minded. So Lord Shiva did not care for anything. He just cared only one thing. He wanted to catch that. Catch the Lord. His Lord. Outwardly, for a lusty man, it looks like a beautiful woman, and Lord Shiva became a lusty man. Even for a 1 second, we say he becomes lusty. When we become lusty, we discharge the semen. What happened? We lose our strength. Some byproduct comes, the children or whatever. If anybody try to blaspheme Lord Shiva by saying, oh, he also became lusty like that, then I will ask them question, all right, he became lusty and from his semen came gold and silver. Please, you also try to do something like that. Bring some gold and silver. Can anybody do that? So even that lust is also transcendental. It's just not ordinary. Because it's connection with the internal potency of the Lord, not external potency of the Lord. So devotee of the Lord, they are always situated in internal potency of the Lord. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivi prakriti maasrita. They are always in daivi prakriti. Haridas Thakur was situated in daivi prakriti. And that time, the external energy came. Who was that? Maya Devi. She came. What happened to Haridas Thakur? Anything happened? Nothing happened. Because you are situated in internal potency of the Lord. Same as Lord Shiva is situated in internal potency of the Lord. And he is external potency of the Lord all the time, 24 hours a day. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. This is the other thing to learn, that we should always be situated in Daivi Prakriti, in internal potency. And then external potency will not disturb us. If we are not situated in internal potency, then we will always be disturbed by external potency. Krishna Bhulya says, you, anadi bahirmuk, atayo mayatare, de sansare. Do Krishna Bhuli says, you, bhogavancha kare, nikatraste mayatar, jhapatiya dhare. Immediately. So if we want to remain happy all the time, then we should always be situated in internal potency of the Lord. By performing pure devotional service given by previous acharya. Like this month, in the month of book distribution. Book distribution is pure devotional service. Anybody who is thinking 24 hours a day, how can I distribute more and more book? He is situated in internal potency of the Lord. And he will not be disturbed by any problem. Sometime we may distribute so many books. Sometime we may not distribute so many books. So one who is situated in internal potency, Brahmabhuta Prasanna Atma, he is always happy. He always happy. Well, Lord wanted me to distribute so many books today, I did that. Lord didn't want me to distribute today, something, okay, he left that. But when we external potency, if more book distribution comes, he's very happy. And less book, I don't know, I'm in Maya. Yeah, you're in Maya, no doubt in that. But one who is situated in internal potency, they are not affected. So Lord Shiva, although it appears that he was like a lusty man running after, but he was not affected. He was not affected by whole thing. And this verses 35, 36 and finally 37 a conclusion. And from these three verses we know how he was not affected. Verse number 35. Askanne retasihi supasya atmanam devamaya jadikritam nipasista sanyavartata kasmalat. The kasmalat means illusion. In Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says to Arjun, kutasva kasmalam idam samupe kaya visame samupasthitam kutasva kasmalam idam. Kasmal means this illusion. O Maharaj Parikshit, best of king, when Lord Shiva had fully discharged Shaman, he could see how he himself had been victimized by the illusion created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. See? This illusion was created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Lord Shiva agreed to be in this illusion to enhance the strength, enhance the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Shiva is known as Mahadev. He is known as Jogeshwar. He is known as Yogiraj. But even Yogiraj, even Mahadev, he can also be bewildered. Because Krishna is more powerful. Ekale Swara Krishna Ar Sabadrit Jake Jesena Chai Se Taiche Karanit. Only Krishna is powerful, nobody else. To prove this, that Krishna is powerful, Lord Shiva agreed to be in Maya. Symptom of somebody who is in kalamas, who is in illusion, is visada klesa papesu kasmalam badhane trishu. These three are the symptom. Anybody who is in illusion, they are bound by these three things. One is called visada, lamentation. Klesh, distress. And since they are in illusion, papesu, they are indulged in sinful activities.
Lord Shiva was not touched by any of this thing. That's what the verse number 37 says. He was not affected by this thing. Abiklavaha vyakulta rahita. So he not hesitated. And abrinaha gatalajja. Neither he was in a shame. He was not feeling a shame. Arey, what did I do? He was not repenting. What did I do? So, should I stop? I need 5-7 minutes more to finish. So he was not lamenting. Neither he was feeling ashamed. That what my wife will think, what my follower will think. Not only that, when Lord Ajmohini Murti was running to different forests where all the sages were meditating, they all were looking at the Lord. And here is Lord Shiva running behind. So they were also seeing all these things. They saw everything, all these episodes. But Lord Shiva was not. If he was lusty, he would have all this quality. Just put ourselves in that position. For 1 second, if a brahmachari has illicit affairs, or even grihastha or anybody who has illicit affairs with some other woman, and somebody see him, what happened? Who can answer? Who has experience? Somebody. Money. Yes, Dr. Mukund Madhava. What happens to that person? SM, yes, people who SM. Pasinachuega opportunity. What will happen to me? Right? Visada. Not only that, he will lament, oh my goodness, why did I do this thing? Chapala Sukhalaugalagiri, why did I do this thing? I said, I've not done this thing. The intelligence comes later on. Why did I do this thing? I said, I've not done this thing. And then, in order to cover this thing, he becomes shameless and commits more sin. Okay, I'll do. So what? What can I do? Yes, I have done. Sometimes they become shameless. And they leave society. And they go out. And they fall so badly in sinful activities. But with Lord Shiva, this thing did not happen. Kasmalat visadah klesupapesu kasmalam badate tisu. This illusion ties a person with these three things. Visada, lamentation, klesa, agony, or distress, and papesu, desire to commit more sin. But Lord Shiva, no, it didn't happen to him. So although he was an illusion, but this illusion was created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus he restrained himself from any further maya. He understood, this is my Lord's arrangement. Now I have done my part. Hare Krishna. Namor. Then verse number 36. Atha avagata mahatmya atmano jagadatmanaha atmano jagadatmanaha. He understood his situation as well as the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He understood this thing. Thus Lord Shiva could understand his position and that of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has unlimited potencies. Having reached this understanding, he was not at all surprised by the wonderful way Lord Vishnu has acted upon him. How the Lord put him in illusion and how he took him out of illusion. And thus comes this verse. When Lord saw that Lord Shiva is unaffected with all these things, he did not care what other will think and neither. So these two words are very important. Abiklavaha or abrinata.
He was not agitated at all, and he was not feeling same. Why did I do that thing? Seeing these two things, the Lord was very happy. Lord was very happy. So this one act, this one pastime of the Lord made, one pastime of Lord Shiva with the Lord made Lord happy. So if it was a really sinful activity, or as it has been described, for like lusty man, why will Lord appear? Lord will appear only when there is purity. So this act of Lord Shiva was pure act. One more thing I wanted to mention, that was that so graphic description has been given here by Sukhdev Goswami and Srila Prabhupada. I'll read one purport. Once one is agitated by lusty desire upon seeing a woman, those desire increases more and more. But when semen is discharged in the act of sex, the lusty desire diminishes. The same principle acts upon Lord Shiva. He was allured by the beautiful woman, Mohini Murti. But when his semen had been fully discharged, he came to his senses and realized how he had been victimized as soon as he saw the woman in the forest. If one is trained to protect his semen by observing celibacy, naturally he is not attracted by the beauty of woman. If one can remain a brahmachari, he saves himself so much trouble in material existence. Material existence means enjoying the pleasure of sexual intercourse. Yam mai tunadi grihamedi tukham sukham. If one is educated about sex life and is trained to protect his semen, he is saved from the danger of material existence. So when I was reading this and Sukhdev Goswami graphic description, so I was thinking that how these words are very powerful words. Ordinarily, a lusty man can become agitated just by hearing this word. But Sukhdev Goswami is describing, he is not agitated. Srila Prabhupada is describing, he is not agitated, because they are pure devotee. They are on transcendental platform. So as Lord Shiva is on transcendental platform, he is also not agitated. So he is called parampara. Same position. Lord Shiva, Sukhdev Goswami, Prabhupada. Same position. Situated in internal potency of the Lord. In transcendental position. So they are not agitated. And this act pleases the Supreme Personality of God. So to summarize this verse, even after doing all these things, Lord Shiva understood the power of the Lord. And this Prabhupada writes so nicely this purport. He said, although Lord Shiva is never defeated by anyone, when defeated by Lord Vishnu, he felt proud that he had such an exalted and powerful master. So any servant like to serve that master who is powerful, जो दिखा सकता है कुछ, हाँ मैं कुछ कर सकता हूं. ए वीक मास्टर, पीपल गेट डिस्करेज. वी नो फ्रॉम सिक्स कैंटो भागवतम, व्हेन द जमदूता जो आर डिफीटेड बाय विष्णु दूता, दे आर डिस्गस्टेड. व्हाई शुड वी सर्व द वीक मास्टर? यमराज कैन नॉट इवन प्रोटेक्ट अस, व्हाई शुड वी सर्व हिम? सो दे वांट टू सर्व ए स्ट्रांग मास्टर. सो ए लीडर हैव टू बी स्ट्रांग. ए लीडर हैव टू बी स्ट्रांग. Means his sadhana bhakti should be first class, he should be exemplary in everything, and then automatically he will get a follower. Lord Shiva is one of them. Because he is serving a perfect master. So if Srila Prabhupada is perfect, and if you serve Srila Prabhupada, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Kariya Akhya, आराधना करिवो मने आशा देन वी विल ऑल्सो बिकम परफेक्ट. सो लेट अस होल्ड द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद. कीप होल्डिंग. होल्डिंग मीन्स कीप फॉलोइंग. एंड इफ यू कीप फॉलोइंग श्रील प्रभुपाद देन वी विल ऑल्सो बिकम परफेक्ट वन डे. थैंक यू वेरी मच. हरे कृष्ण. एनी क्वेश्चन कमेंट महाराज? टाइम हो गया? ओ जाने वाले चले गए होंगे तो जाएंगे जाएंगे. ओके एनी क्वेश्चन? वन और टू क्वेश्चन कमिंग? यस सुंदर जी.
थैंक यू वेरी मच. इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड हाउ लॉर्ड शिवा इज नॉट अशेम्ड लाइक दैट
बिकॉज ही अंडरस्टूड दिस इज द प्लान ऑफ द लॉर्ड. दिस इज माय सर्विस. Why should I be ashamed of doing service to the Lord? Are you ashamed of doing service of what He has given to you? So why should Lord Shiva be? He was enjoying running behind Mohini Murti. He was not suffering. He was holding the Lord, embracing the Lord. He was enjoying. He was not ashamed. He did not care for others because we have the attachment to the body. So we care for others. When you become free from attachment of the body, then you will also not care. Become agnistha. Lord Shiva is agnistha. He didn't care what my wife will think, what my follower, maybe they will not follow me from tomorrow, what all these sages, they come every evening to hear from me, they will not come from tomorrow. So he was running behind the Lord. Agnistha. Any other question?
Add or clarify, like you said, this is that Lord Shiva, he took it as a service, so that's why he's not ashamed. We see more examples like even Parashar Muni, when he united with Matsya Gandhi, he knew that this will be recorded in the history.
Yes.
And people
yes.
may talk.
And who came out of that? Vyasdev. Who came out of that? Vyasdev. So this is all the plan of the Lord. And who can understand the plan of the Lord? Only Lord's devotee. Lord manifest, Lord reveals His plan to His pure devotee. Bhakta sesakhameti rahasyam hi ida uttamam. Lord reveals His plan to His pure devotees. He revealed to Narad Muni. Otherwise, if this would have not happened, the mercy of Narad Muni, this chapter would not have been there. Mohini Murti, okay, he came. Rather, people who you know, talk so many things. Aray, the Lord is so partial to the demigod. Look how he did. He cheated the demon. But his power has been enhanced by Lord Shiva running after him. All right, we'll stop here. Grandhashman Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.